弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣名，在圣所里欢呼颂赞。
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, we would like to discuss on the topic "Saints shout for joy in the sanctuary."
我们最近读经都在读诗篇里的第五卷上行诗。
And now we are reading the fifth.Scroll of the Song of Ascent in the Book of Psalms.
So from 120 篇到今天的134篇这15天里我们每一天读一章这个上行诗。
So from Psalm 120 to 134, which we are reading today, these 15 chapters are the Songs of Ascent.
那这15篇的上行诗我们可以分成五组。
And we can divide these 15 chapters into 5 sets.
所以每三篇一组。
So every set composed of 3 chapters.
每一组里面都谈到要朝见神人的苦难。
And in every one of these sets, on the first chapter, it talked about the distress.
然后第二篇都会谈到神的帮助。
And the second chapter of each set talked about how God helps us.
然后最后都会谈到神要从锡安赐平安与福气给他的圣民。
And the third chapter in the set talk about that God will give us the peace and joy from the Zion.
那所以这上行诗基本上就在提到我们一个人要来亲近神、朝见神的这个过程。
And the Book of Ascent talk about how we can approach to God and ask for His help.
这个旅程从远的地方、从各地方慢慢接近到神的圣所。
And the people come from all over the place to come and draw near to this sanctuary.
他的目标就是最后能够让双脚站在神的圣所里在那里向神欢呼歌颂。
And the purpose of this journey is so that they can set their feet on into the sanctuary and to worship God and receive His peace.
在神的圣所里可以领受神的祝福。
And in the sanctuary of God, we can receive His blessings.
这个祝福不但是我们自己，包括我们的家庭、我们的事业。
And not only we can receive this blessing, but our family and our career can also receive this
blessing. 我们整个人生都会在神的福气底下。
And within our life, we can live under the blessing of God.
我们亲近神的人，就像锡安山永不动摇。
And those who draw near to God is like the Mount Zion; it will never move.
所以这个上行诗也在说明我们人。亲近神的一个历程。
So the Book of Ascent describes how the process of how we can approach God.
我们一个人的灵性从在比较低的阶段慢慢提升到真的跟神很亲近那个很喜乐的境界里。
And how we can elevate our spirituality from a low one into the one that is close to God.
所以这上行诗我们就看到它是有这个层次性的。
So the Book of Ascent, we can see the progression.
不管是苦难还是神的帮助，都是一阶一阶的进到跟神最亲近。
No matter if it's distress or the help from God, we can go step by step closer to God.
我们今天晚上来从132篇到134篇这最后一组来谈谈神的圣民最后站在神的圣所里怎么样来歌颂神、领受神的福气。
And on the last set, which is the Book of Psalm, chapter 132 to 134, we can see how we can dwell in, we can come to the dwelling of God in Zion.
那在如果从这个登阶来看，他们在这个时候就好像已经来到神面前，要进到神的施恩座前，在那里朝见神。在那里领受福气的，已经到最高点了。
And since this is the last set in the Book of Ascent, so they have come very close to the sanctuary to worship God.
那也表示说，我们今天不管是苦难，不管是福气，都从跟神很亲近、很超越属灵的角度里面去看我们的人生在这个世上所要跟神建立的关系。
And so, no matter if
不管是我们从属灵上或者是从属世上来看我们都看到说跟神很亲近的时候这个关系建立到最高点了。
And so no matter from the worldly perspective or spiritual perspective, we have come close to a plateau of God.
我们现在看132第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 132 verse 1.
主啊求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。
Lord, remember David. and all his afflictions.
他怎样向神起誓，向大雅各的大能者许愿。
Verse 2, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob.
第三节说，我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
Verse 3, surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed.
第四节，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
第五节 ，Verse 5, 只等我为主寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Verse 5, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty God of Jacob.
那这里你看一开头他就来说明他自己的苦难。
And here in the beginning, it describes his afflictions.
他是要求神纪念大卫以及他所受的苦难。
And he wants God to remember the affliction that is on David.
这篇诗显然不会是大卫做的。
And apparently, it's obvious that David did not write this song.
但这一篇的作者，他一定很了解大卫以及他为了神的殿，为了神国的荣耀那个着急的心情。
But we can see the author must be really worried about the temple of God.
他也可以了解大卫他为了要建神的殿，他当时候向神所做的祷告。
And he must know the prayer of David when he offered his prayer to God during before they built the temple.
那所以有人说这一篇诗有可能是所罗门做的。
So many believe that this psalm is written by King Solomon.
也有可能一定是大卫的后代。
And it must be the descendant of King David.
他们要求神去纪念大卫他为神所存的这一份那么爱他的心。
And they want God to remember the love that David had for God.
但是其实大卫在当时是一个很大的苦难。
But at that time, David was under a great affliction.
大卫他是合神心意，神特别选的一个王。
And David was a king that is especially chosen by God.
但是他自从被神派先知高利之后，他接下去就为了神的名受了很多很多的苦难。
So after he was anointed by a prophet sent by God.After that, he endured many afflictions.
他的苦难基本上都跟神有关系的。
And all his affliction had to do with God.
但是大卫他都默默忍受。
But God suffered these afflictions in silence.
他非常的敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
其实他有机会去报复破坏他的人，他都不敢下手。
And although he had
他有机会。
Opportunity to take his revenge on the people who wants to harm him.
但是他都没有，他都不敢。
But he dared not to do it.
所以这个大卫受了苦，接下去他第二节就开始说明他当时候怎么样关心起神的福祉，就是约柜神要有一个地方能够安居。
And in verse 2, it describes how the Ark of the Covenant had to be placed in a certain place.
他说他要为神的雅各的大能者寻得一个住所。
And he,
第五节。
In verse 5, he wants to find a place for the Lord.
那这个我们知道大卫他后来当王了以后，他的神让他的国家平安了。
And after David became the king, his kingdom was in peace.
当他颠沛流离到了一段落之后，他终于可以安静下来，享受神给他的福气。
And after he was running for his life for some time, he finally can rest in peace in his country.
大卫的心情在撒母耳记下第七章就表明出来了。
And we can see his feeling in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章的第一节。
2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 1.
王住在自己的宫中，神使他安静，不被视为的仇敌扰乱。
Verse 1, now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around.
第二节，那时王对先知拿单说，看啊，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。
Verse 2, and the king said to Nathan, the prophet, see now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwell inside tent curtains.
那这个其实是当时候大卫他自己本来就一直在关心神的国度的。
And we can see that David constantly cared about the kingdom of God.
那他也知道神赐福给他，让他能够坐上这个以色列家的王座。
And he knew that God blessed him so he can sit on the throne of the kingdom of Israel.
他一路都是在神的 保护底下存活下来的。
So throughout his life, he was protected by God.
他现在想到他自己住在这个香柏木的王宫里，但是神的约柜在幔子里，而且那个时候 还不知道在哪里。
And then he realized that he was dwelling in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelt inside a tent curtain in the middle of nowhere.
当时候在诗篇132篇，他向神起誓许愿，说他一定要先为自己为这个神的找到一个居所，不然他不容他睡觉。
So back to Psalm 132, David vowed to God that he will not sleep until he finds a resting place for the ark.
看他不进帐幕，不上床，他不把眼睛闭起来，他不睡觉的。
And he will not go into his chamber or go up to the comfort of his bed or he will not sleep.
哦，表示说他真的为了神的这个约柜，神的没有找到一个适当的居所，让百姓可以有个敬拜中心。大卫一直心里面很放心不下。
So he was not at peace when he knew that the ark of God had no place to dwell.
大卫他爱神的心在这个地方表现出来的。
So we can see the love of David toward God.
你看我们今天如果真的爱神。
So today if we truly love God.
我们因为第一件事情会关心神的家。
And the first thing that we will care about is the house of God.
我们会关心神国的荣耀。
And we will care a lot about the glory of the kingdom of God.
我们一个人要睡觉，这是最起码的需求。
And to sleep is our basic requirement as a human being.
我们就看到大卫他把神放在他自己的需要之前。
So we can see that King David put his needs in front of, he put God in front of his needs.
他真的是全心全意要考虑到神国的事。
So he cared about the kingdom of God with all his might.
那132篇的第六节。
So in chapter 132, verse 6.
说我们听说约柜在以法他，我们在基列耶林就行卷了。
Behold, we heard it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of the woods.
这个以法他就是伯利恒的意思。
And Ephrathah means Bethlehem.
好，那他说我们在基列耶林，就是在这个田野的树林当中呢，找到了。
And he found it in the fields of the woods.
当时候其实神的约柜真的是流落民间呢。本来应该要放在帐幕里，这个约柜后来有很多原因就流失在不应该在的地方。
And so for whatever reason, the ark of God was in the middle of nowhere that is where it's not supposed to be.
他现在找到，他知道现在约柜在哪里了。
And now he found the ark, he knew where it is.
他说我们就要进到他的居所，在他的脚凳前下拜。
And he said we must go into his tabernacle and worship at his footstool.
第八节
，verse eight.
主啊，求你兴起，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。
Verse 8, Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength.
第九节
Verse 9,
愿你的祭司披上公义，愿你的圣民欢呼。
Let your priests be clothed in righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy.
第十节
Verse 10,
求你因你仆人大卫的缘故，不要厌弃你的受膏者。
For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed.
那这个就是一到十节，就是第132篇的第一段。
And from chapters 1 through 10 is the first section in this chapter.
那这一段里面就是大卫的心情以及大卫对神的祷告。
And this section talk about how David felt about God and his prayer toward God.
他关心神的约柜成为他自己的一个很大的苦难。
And he worried about the ark of God.
因为他没有办法为他没有及时的为神找到一个居所，他觉得很难过。
And he felt very sad that he could not find a final dwelling place for the ark of God.
等到他找到以后
，And after he found it，
他现在来到神面前敬拜他。
He came in front of God to worship him.
他求神能够兴起，跟他有能力约柜要入他的安息之所。他为神找到一个地方。
So he had found a peaceful place where the ark of God can be dwelled.
然后他祈求神让他的这个祭司能够披上公义，让圣民在这个圣所里面，他的神的安息之所里面可以欢呼喜乐。
And he asked God that his priests be clothed with righteousness and his saints shout for joy.
这个第八节到第十节，基本上就是所罗门他建完圣殿之后，他向神的祷告。
And from verses 8 to 10, is the prayer of King Solomon toward God after the completion of the temple of God.
所以历代志下第六章，历代志下第六章。
Second Chronicle chapter 2.
我们看历代志下第六章。
Second Chronicle chapter 6.
第六章的四十一节。
Chapter 6 verse 41.
四十一节说：主神啊，求你起来，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。主神啊，愿你的祭司披上救恩，愿你的圣民蒙福欢乐。
Verse 41. Now therefore arise, O Lord God.To your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness.
四十二节，主神啊，求你不要厌弃你的受膏者，要纪念向你仆人大卫所施的慈爱。
O Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed. Remember the mercies of your servant David.
这个是所罗门的祷告。
And this is the prayer of King Solomon.
所以就是因为有这段话，他们就在查考这篇诗。很有可能是所罗门所做的。
So this is why we think that in Psalm 32 is written by King Solomon.
当然也有可能是后面的人引用了这一段祷告词写着这篇诗篇。
And of course, it could be someone who knew about the prayer of King Solomon and wrote this psalm.
但是我们就看到，其实当我们一个人如果真的爱神的时候，一定会很乐意的看到神国度的发展。
So if somebody who truly loves God, they will want the church of God to be prosperous.
看到这个来到神面前敬拜神的人，每一个人都是欢欢喜喜的。
And those who come forward into worship God can be come with joy.
都能够感受到神的能力在我们当中彰显出来。
They can feel the power of God manifested in all among all of us.
所以我们今天，我们会不会有这个负担？会不会关心神的家呢？
Do you have this burden that you care about the house of God?
像大卫，他就是。觉得他没有办法睡觉。
So for King David, he could not sleep.
他说他如果没有为神找到一个安息之所
，if he could not find a resting place for the ark of God,
其实神他不需要一个地方住的。
Well, we know that God does not need a dwelling place.
但大卫他这个表达就是他怎么样关心神的国。
But David did this to show how much he cared.
这就是他这个爱神的心。为什么他是蒙神心意的人
？And this is why he is a person who is pleasing to the Lord.
那他这样的祷告，神一一回应他了。
So this kind of prayer, God responded.
我们看第十一节。
In verse 11,
主向大卫平城时起的誓，必不反复说：“我要使你所生的坐在你的宝座上。”
Verse 11, the Lord has sworn in truth to David, he will not turn from it. I will sit upon your throne, the fruit of your body.
从十一节开始，就是神回应大卫的爱神的心。
And from verse 11, God responded to the love of God toward the love of David toward God.
神的给他应许。
And this is a promise of God.
第十二节
，verse 12,
你的众子若守我的约和我所教训他们的法度，他们的子孙必永远坐在你的宝座上。
Verse 12, your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony which I should teach them; their sons also should sit upon the throne forevermore.
第十三节 ，verse 13, 因为神拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
For the Lord has chosen Zion; He has desired it for His habitation.
十四节说，这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里。因为是我所愿意的。
This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
十五节，我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
I will abundantly bless his provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread.
十六节，我要使祭司披上救恩，圣民大声欢呼。
I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall allow for joy.
十七节，我要叫大卫的脚在那里发声，我要为我的受膏者预备明灯。
There I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed.
十八节，我要使他的仇敌披上羞耻，但他的冠冕要在他头上发光。
His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish.
从第十四节开始，我们就看到神一连串的我要做什么，我要做什么。
And in verse 14 and on, God said, "I will do this for you."
这都是神主动的应许跟赐福。
And these are the blessings and the promise initiated by the Lord Himself.
神说，我拣选了这个地方做我的居所，锡安。
God said, "I have chosen this place, Zion, to be my dwelling place."
这是我永远安息之所。
This is where I will rest forevermore.
也就是说，这是当他自己的家。
And he will see this place as his home.
他说我要住在这里。
I will dwell here.
这是我愿意做的，就是我在这里住的时候非常的喜乐，很满足。
And I have desired it. I'm satisfied living here.
然后我要让在其中的粮食丰满。
And I will satisfy her poor with bread.
啊，这里面的人通通都是非常饱足的。
The people here will be full.
这其中的穷人饱足，就是不管是心灵贫穷的，肉体上真的是穷的，他都能够得到满足。
And the poor people here refer to the spiritually or the worldly poor people. They will be filled.
我要使祭司披上救恩，要让圣民大声欢呼。
And I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy.
我们如果比较第十六节跟第九节
，If we compare verse 16 and verse 9,
当时候大卫他是求神说：“愿你的祭司披上公义而已。”
And here in verse 9, David prayed to God that may your priest be clothed with righteousness.
但是神应许的是，我要让你的祭司披上救恩。
But what did God promise David in verse 16? I will also clothe her priest with salvation.
公义只是神本质里面的一个特质而已。
And righteousness is only one of the essence of God.
是神的那个 attribute， 神的这个神的美德里面的一部分。
And this is one of the virtues of God.
但是救恩就是所有福气的源头，包括所有一切的。
But salvation encompasses all is the source of peace.
所以神应许的比人所祈求的还多。
So what God has promised us is more than what we ask for.
我们看到这个大卫的祷告跟神给他的回应啊。
So we can see the prayer of David and also the response of God.
为什么我们说神真的是有怜悯、有恩典的神
？So that's why why do we say that God is full of mercy and grace?
他对爱他人真的是守约施慈爱，而且给他更丰富的恩典。
And he loved the people that loves him and also bless him abundantly.
所以诗篇122篇。
And so in Psalm 122,
第六节
，verse 6。
你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
Verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper who love you.
这里特别说，耶路撒冷爱你的人必然兴旺。
So here says those who love you will be prosperous.
我们在读这一篇的时候，我们发现，当时候众人他们一起这样子结伴长途跋涉，要到神的殿里面敬拜神，他们。当时候人的心里面是充满欢喜快乐的。
So when people come from afar to come to worship God, they were filled with joy.
所以爱神的第一个步骤，一定要先能够愿意到神的殿里面来。
So for those who love God, the first thing you have to do is you must be wanting to come to the temple of God.
关心神的家到底现在是怎么一回事的。
And to care about the house of God.
那这样的关心，其实当时候对大卫来说是他一个很大的苦难，因为他发现他并没有。先为神准备一个居所。
And David at the time felt guilty because he did not care for the temple of God first.
他先有一个很好的房宫可以住。
He had a good place for him to live.
但是让神的约柜流落到这个田野的树林间呢
？But ark of God was situated in middle of nowhere.
所以他有这样的一个爱神的一个心表达出来了。
So he manifests his love for God.
他想尽办法就是要让神的这个家建立起来。
And he did everything he could so God's house can be built.
所以这里说，耶路撒冷啊，爱你人必然兴旺。
So here says, those who love you will be prosperous.
今天如果我们真的爱神的人
，So today if we truly love God,
我们一定会把神的家当作我们自己的家，比我们的家还关心。
And we will care about the house of God more than our own home.
那当我们为耶路撒冷求平安，真的是爱神的时候
，So when we truly pray for the peace of Jerusalem and truly love God,
他神要赐给我们更丰富的恩典。
Then God will give us even more blessings.
这是为什么132篇，你看神给大卫的回应哦，真的是加上好多好多倍。
And in chapter 132, the response of God toward David, God gave him even more blessings.
神自己说，这是我愿意住的地方。
And God said, "This is the place where I desire to live."
是我把它当作我自己的家的。
I have seen this place as my dwelling
place. 我就是要住在这里。
I want to live here.
我要让这里的每一个人都是粮食饱足，而且是满足喜乐。
And I want the people here to be abundantly blessed and be fed.
让在这里这个神的圣所里面，祭司能够真的为神的救恩来尽心努力。
And the temple of God, the priests may work for the salvation of people.
这位祭司真能够成为人跟神之间的中保。
And the priest can be the mediator between God and man.
让神的救恩普及到每一个属神的百姓里。
So salvation can be upon all of his people.
所以众民这些圣民属神的人，通通在这个圣所里面欢呼喜乐。
So those who belong to God, his saints shall allow for joy.
在这个地方能够看到神的国被建立，神的名得荣耀。
In this place, they can see the temple of God being built and the glory of God.
然后让在这里的圣民，他们都经历神的作为。
So the saints can see the doing of God.
所以第十七节，我要叫大卫的脚在那里发声。
Verse 17, there I will make the horn of David grow.
其实在这里已经在预告主耶稣基督弥赛亚的出现了。
And here prefigures the coming of Messiah.
我要为我的受膏者预备明灯。
I will prepare a lamp for my anointed.
所以表示，你看，基督要从大卫的后代里面出来。
So Christ will come from the descendants of David.
然后仇敌一定是披上羞耻。
And his enemy will surely be clothed with shame.
他的冠冕要在头上发光，就是他是要大大的彰显他的神国的荣耀。
And the crown should be flourished. The glory of God will be manifested.
这个王是被众人所尊敬的。
And this king was honored by all.
这个王充满能力。
And this king is filled with power.
这个王是让这里面的每一个百姓都是欢呼喜乐。
And this king will make the saints shout for joy.
所以你看我们在读上行诗的时候，他一直在强调，今天我们要能够进入到神的圣所里面来，我们一定要成为圣民的。
So the songs of ascent emphasize that in order for us to come into the temple of God, we must be saints.
如果是作恶的人、有罪人是在神的会中站立不住的。
Those who are sinful, they will not be able to stand in front of God.
所以125篇他这样说。
So in chapter 125 said.
125篇。
Psalm 125.
第五节。
Verse 5.
那些偏行弯曲道路的人，神必使他和作恶的人一同出去受刑。
Verse 5, as for such, turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity.
神的名在他的圣所里面一定都是要义人。
And God's
神的名啊，在圣所里面一定是义人呢、啊。神的名。
Oh, God's people must be righteous in the temple of God.
在这个 sanctuary， 在这个圣所里面，不义的人是站立不住的。
And in the sanctuary, those who are unrighteous cannot stand.
所以你看第125篇一直在强调神他是善待那个义人。
And in chapter 125, it emphasized that God delights in the righteousness.
神善待那些做行善心里正直的。
And those who are upright in their hearts.
作恶的跟心里弯曲的最后都出去的。
Those who are sinners andThose who did crooked ways will be kicked out.
那所以最后他说，愿平安归给以色列。
At the end, he says, "Peace be upon Israel."
所以神的国度啊，它充满神国的荣耀。
So the kingdom of God is filled with the glory of
God. 它里面有神的公义。
And there's righteousness of God.
里面有神的祝福。
And there's the blessing of God.
谁配得神的祝福
？Who is worthy to receive the blessing?
义人。
The righteous.
所以神公义的这个本质绝对不会在神的国度里面一定会彰显出来的。
So the essence of the righteousness of God will be manifested in His temple.
所以当我们依靠神的时候
，So if we rely on God,
他说，这依靠神的人像锡安山永不动摇的。
And those who rely on God will be like Mount Zion, it will never move.
我们不会被短暂的这一些好像很不公平的事情而动摇我们对神的信心。
And we will not let unfair, unrighteous things or unfair things move us.
那所以132篇呢，我们就看到了这样一个苦难，其实最后得到的是神加倍的祝福啊。
So in the beginning of in chapter 132, the affliction that is on David, at the end he received blessings.
圣民在神的圣所里面欢呼喜乐了。
And the saints shout for joy in the sanctuary.
那我们知道，我们今天关心神的家。
And now, if we care about the house of God,
我们要一定要先了解神的家是神自己选立的。
And we have to understand that God has chosen His own house.
今天教会是真教会是神自己建立起来的。
And the true church today was established by God Himself.
神喜欢住在这里。
And God likes to live here.
因为这里是神。能彰显神能力的地方啊
！This is where God can manifest His power.
在这里，每一个人都可以得到饱足的。
And everyone can receive blessing.
这里有神的福气。
There's blessing of God.
这里每一个人都能够得到喜乐。
And everyone will receive joy.
所以我们 为神的家祷告。
So when we pray for the house of God,
那我们每一个人来到神的面前，都能够真的得到满足。
So everyone that comes to the temple of God can be filled.
不管是属灵的，在属肉体上面，真的都能够得到神的福气。
And not just spiritually, not just worldly, also spiritually, they will receive the blessing of God.
所以我们要像主耶稣所说的，要把神的国、神的义当作我们生活的优先次序。
So we have to put God before everything in our lives.
我们如果真的爱神，一定得到神的祝福。
So if we love God, we will receive His blessing.
那我们接下去看133篇。
So let's read chapter 133.
我们关心神的家。
And when we care about the house of God,
我们要关心什么重点？
What do we need to care about?
133篇第一节说
In chapter 133 verse 1 reads
看啊弟兄和睦同居是何等善何等美
Verse 1 Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity
第二节说
2,
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上流到胡须又流到他的腋筋
It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard
第三节
Verse 3
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有神所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Verse 3, it is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for those the Lord commanded the blessing.
这一篇是特别署名是大卫的诗。
And this is the song of David.
大卫他感受到在神的国度里面，如果弟兄能够和睦同居，真的是太美了。
And David felt that ifthe brothers and sisters can dwell in harmony in the sanctuary. How pleasant it is!
是美又善呢、啊。
It is
是很美的。
It's beautiful.
是很好的，很善的。
And it is good.
那这个美善他说就是领受神的这个恩典，神的生命。
So when you receive the blessing of God and His life, you will feel good and you will feel the beauty.
就像那个贵重的油。浇在亚伦的头上。
And it is like the precious oil upon the head of Aaron.
那这个油呢，是神的膏油。
And this is the anointed oil.
神的恩膏啊。
This is the special blessing of God.
不但这个倒在亚伦头上的油，不但是膏利他的油啊，这个让他有这个职任的油。
And this is not only an oil that is to anoint Aaron.
那这个油，这贵重油是发出香气。
And this oil has a good fragrance.
所以你看这个祭司。到亚伦他一浇头浇油再上去，他就成为神跟人之间的中保，就是祭司。
And after the anointment of Aaron, the priest, he became the mediator between God and man.
就在人跟神之间带来的和平。
And he brings peace between man and God.
就是为百姓祷告。
So he prayed for the people.
所以这样的一个弟兄和睦同居，他说这个福气，这个美善，就好像。有这个膏油浇在祭司的头上，让祭司可以真的来为百姓代祷祈求。
When the brethren dwell together in unity, it is like the oil anointed on the priest that the priest can pray for the man.
那从神来的这个赦免跟恩典就源源不绝了。
And the blessing and also the redemption.
我们跟神的那个管道就畅通起来了。
And the channel between us and God will be open.
所以这个弟兄和睦同居啊，他说太重要了。
So for the brethren to dwell together in unity, it is so important.
第三节
，in verse three，
他说又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山上。
And it is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountain of Zion.
这个黑门，它这个字原来的意思就是神的圣所。
And Hermon means the sanctuary of God.
就是一个圣所，就是神的圣所了。
And this is the sanctuary of God.
他说黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
And the dew of Hermon is upon the mountain of Zion.
我们知道甘露就是让这个大地啊得到滋润，得到这个生命力。
And the dew is for the earth to receive to nourishment.
让这个草木这些植物都能够生长起来。
Then the vegetation can grow.
所以这个黑门的甘露就是很充沛，然后可以覆盖所有的土地。
And the dew of Hermon can cover the entire land.
那这个锡安山哦，充满着生命力。
And the mountain of Zion is vivid.
他说，因为在那里有神所命定的福。
Because there the Lord commanded the blessing.
在锡安山有神命定的福，就是永远的生命。
And the mountain of Zion has the eternal life.
所以在这里第133篇这个黑门的甘露其实就是指在圣所里面所领受到的神的福气。
And the dew of Hermon is the blessing that you can receive when you enter the sanctuary.
今天我们在神的圣所里面我们关心神的家。
And today we're inside the sanctuary of God. We care about His house.
我们首先一定会先来到神的殿里面来敬拜神。
First of all, we will come to His temple to worship Him.
我们来到这里人，我们一定要成为义人。
And those who come before Him must be righteous.
因为神是义的。
Because God is righteous.
我们的罪孽，我们每个人都是有罪的。
And we are all sinners.
所以你看，他们要来朝见神的时候，在路上一定要先祷告求神。赦免我们的过犯，不要纠察我们的罪孽。
So before they come in front of God, they ask God not to see their iniquity.
所以第130篇，你看他们要接近圣所的时候，这些先祷告求神解决他们的罪的问题。
And in chapter 130, before they come into the temple, they ask God not to see their iniquity.
我们仰望神。
We look upon God.
我们等候神的怜悯。
We wait for God's redemption.
神愿意听我们从这个深处的呼求的声音。
And we want God to hear
from the depth
from the depth of our heart.
那这个表示被罪在陷在罪里面的那个很无助的心情。
And this is something that we feel the hopelessness that we feel in sin.
但神愿意赦免我们。
But God is willing to forgive us.
那我们求神赦免，我们就很勇敢地来到神面前。
So when we ask for the forgiveness of God, we will come forward to God.
在那神面前里面来欢呼喜乐。
And we will come in front of him to shout for joy.
我们关心神的家。
When we care for the house of God.
有一个很重要的重点，就是要为这个整个教会的和平祷告。
We must pray for the unity of the church.
因为弟兄和睦同心，才真的会让整个神的家，每一个人都真的欢呼喜乐起来。
And when we live in unity, then everyone in the temple will have joy.
这也是神的旨意。
This is also the will of God.
当时候当然他们在查考诗篇的这个历史的时候。他们认为有可能大卫他在初登基当王的时候其实以色列支派有一大部分是不支持他的。
And through the study of the history of the Israelites, when David was the king, some of the Israelites did not support him.
撒母耳记下第五章大卫一开始在希伯伦当王的。
And in 2 Samuel chapter 5, in the beginning, David was in Hebron when he first became the king.
当时是犹大支派支持大卫当王的。
And only Judah, this tribe, supported King David.
以色列另外的支派，他们是站在扫罗王那边的。
And the other tribes of Israelite, they stood on the side of King Solomon.
但最后神帮助他。
At the end, God helped him.
让这些各支派都共同勇立大卫在耶路撒冷当王。
Then at the end, all the tribes supported King David to become the king.
各支派一和睦以后，整个国度就开始兴旺起来了。
And when all the tribes united, that's when the kingdom prospered.
所以当时候，你看大卫他对这个弟兄能够和睦同居，能够带来这个神的祝福，他深有感受。
So he had a deep feeling toward a people having unity.
所以你看，今天我们要为整个教会的和睦祷告。
So today we need to pray for the unity of the church.
今天我们弟兄姐妹如果来到教会。
So when brothers and sisters come to church,
我们就想到我等一下要见到那个人，我心里会不高兴。
So sometimes, if we think later on after the service, we will see this brother and we're not happy.
如果会碰到这个人，我就不要来教会了。
And if I have to see this brother or sister, I will not come to church.
那其实是变成我们教会的一个破口。
And this is the breach.
今天我们如果能够让每一个弟兄姐妹都能够仰望耶稣基督。
So if all the brothers and sisters can look toward God.
那我们若是有知道什么事情。会造成不和睦的事。
So if we know something that we do that can cause chaos,
我们到了神的家里面来，就要小心我们的嘴巴。
Then when we come to the house of God, we have to be careful what we say.
不但这样做，而且还要为整个教会的和平祷告。
Not only to do this, we have to pray for the unity of the church.
让神的灵在我们当中运行。
And God's spirit can move among us.
让神的爱感动每一个人。
And God's love can move everyone.
所以当我们来到神面前的时候，我们都很喜乐，都欢呼。
So when we come to the sanctuary, we come and we shout for joy.
那这个就是我们要向神求的。
And this is what we need to pray to God.
我们本身要能够用神的这个爱。来把它生活出来的。
And we need to live out the love of God in our life.
我们现在看哥罗西书。
Turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
看第三章。
Chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
哥罗西书三章十二节说：“所以你们既是神的选民， 圣洁蒙爱的人就要存怜悯恩慈 谦虚温柔忍耐的心。
Chapter 3 verse 12 Therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering.
13节说
13,
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Verse 13, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do.
14节
Verse 14,
在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
15节
Verse 15,
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
Verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
这里就告诉我们，今天我们是神的圣民。
And here we can see we are the elected of God.
我们是蒙神爱的人。
We are loved by God.
我们要把神的这些性情把它活出来。
And we must live out the virtue of God.
怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔，这个都是圣灵的果子。结圣灵果子的表现呢
Tender mercy, kindness, humbleness, these are the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit.
还有一个很重要的因素就是要能够彼此饶恕。
And another thing that we have to do is to forgive one another.
当我们愿意饶恕人，就是我们愿意在这个和睦的事情上下功夫了。
And if we are willing to forgive one another, this is when we start working on the unity.
第十四节
In verse 14,
说这一切之外还要存着爱心。
But above all these things, put on love.
爱心就是把这所有的美德都把它彰显出来的最重要的助燃剂，就是那个催化剂。催化剂就是 catalyst， 就是让它能够你那个生命力能彰显出来的那个 trigger point。
Love is the catalyst of all these things。
那他说第十五节要让基督的平安在每个人的心里做主。
Verse 15 and let the peace of God rule in your hearts。
让我们都能够归为一体。
Then you can be called as one。
我们是为此蒙召的。
And this is why we were called。
主耶稣基督他要离开这个世界以前，他特别这样祷告。
And before Jesus ascended to heaven, he prayed this way。
他在约翰福音十七章留下这样一个非常重要的祷告。
And in John chapter 6:17, he left us this prayer。
他说：“求天父真神让所有的他的这些门徒都能够合为一，像他跟父合为一样。”
And he prayed that the disciples can be one, just like him and God is one.
所以这个合一就是神的主耶稣基督的心意。
So being united is the heart of God.
只有合一，在这个合一底下，才真的能够产生力量，也能够看到神的荣耀。
And only under the unity, you can see the power and the glory of God.
因为魔鬼一开始的手段就是要把神跟人之间的这个和平把它拆走。
And what Satan is trying to do is to take away us and God.
神跟人本来是很好的。
And they're
神跟人之间的亚当跟神之间本来是很和谐的，很完美的。
In the beginning, there was peace between man and God.
魔鬼他就是要破坏这样一个很美好的一体。
And Satan wants to destroy this good relationship.
所以让神跟人之间的关系破裂了。
And the relationship between us and God was broken.
魔鬼接下去破坏亚当他的家庭。
And next thing that Satan does is to break the family.
让那个兄弟先相杀。
And he let the brothers kill one another.
所以我们就看到这个恶者的工作就是要拆掉神人之间的和平以及人之间的和平。
So the work of the evil one is to break the relationship between us and God and between people.
所以今天我们要为耶路撒冷求平安。
So today we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
我们祈求在神的教会里面能够弟兄和睦同居。
And we pray there's unity between the brothers and sisters.
在这里能够真的领受神的福气。
And here you can receive the blessing
of God. 这是永远的生命。
And this is eternal.
没有和睦，我们怎么能够在神面前站立得住呢？
And without unity, how can you stand firm in front of God?
如果我们想到我们将来站在神面前，
And if we think at the end we have to stand in front of God.
如果我们所不喜欢的人也真的最后能够得救站在神面前的。
And if the person that we dislike also stand in front of God in heaven.
那个时候要怎样去面对？什么有可能呢？
Then how can we face God?
所以我们一定要能够看到神的这个心意。
So we have to see the heart of God.
以及在这个和睦同居底下，神所要住的这所要所给予的这个 非常重大的恩典以及福气。
And if we can dwell together in unity, then we will receive abundant blessing from God.
所以我们要追求这个教会里面的合一。
So we have to pursue unity in the church.
和睦同居。
To live,
dwell, 何等的善，何等的美。
To dwell together, how good it is.
看回来134篇。
Turn to Psalm 134.
最后，他们众人都站在神的圣所里面。
And now everyone is standing in the sanctuary of God.
他们终于朝见到神。
And they can see God.
134篇第一节
Chapter 134, verse 1.
神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的你们应当称颂神。
Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord.
第二节
verse 2.
你们当向圣所举手称颂神。
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
第一节跟第二节看起来是这些神的圣民在圣所里面对这些在神的殿里服侍神的这些仆人，他们所做的勉励。
And these looks like the encouragement of the saints toward the people who work in the sanctuary.
因为他第一节一开头所讲的话，很显然就是对这些圣殿里面在服侍神的这些仆人所说的提醒。
These are the words spoken to the servants of God who work in the house of God.
你们应当称颂神。
And you have to.Bless the Lord.
那你们，他说，这些人是昼夜站在神面前服侍神的人呢、啊。
And those who by night stand in the house of the Lord.
是很，他们是真的是很尽心尽力的。
And they did their best to serve the Lord.
他第二节他说
，Verse two says,
你们要在圣所里面举手
，Lift up your hands in the sanctuary.
所以我们中文说向圣所举手，其实原来应该是在圣所里面举手。
And here it reads, they lift their hands inside the sanctuary.
在圣所里面举手，就是在圣所里面祷告。
And when they lift up their hand in the sanctuary, that means they're praying.
祷告当中去称颂神。
And during their prayer, they praise the Lord.
所以今天我们在神的圣所里面欢呼喜乐，要怎么样欢呼
？So in the sanctuary of God, how do we shout for joy?
我们诗颂赞美神。
We sing him to praise the Lord.
其实很重要，就是我们在这里面大家一起的祷告。
And the most important thing is also to pray in the sanctuary.
祷告让所有的事情都变得可能了。
So with prayer, everything can be possible.
所以有一首诗歌说：“我用祷告来到神面前。”
And there's a hymn that says, "I use prayer to come toward God."
在祷告当中，我来到神面前了。
With prayer, I come before God.
那所以今天我们到神的家里面来。
So now we have entered the house of God.
我们来这里领受神的话语。
And we receive His words here.
我们在这里一定要能够看到神。
And here we must see God.
怎么看到神
？How do we see God?
在祷告里面去经历神，跟神的沟通。
It is in prayer that we can experience God to speak with Him.
所以，我们今天在圣所里面的欢呼，一定要从祷告开始。
So today,
从祷告下功夫了。
Today we must use prayer to shout for joy in the sanctuary.
你看一开头120篇，他在苦难当中，他很渴慕能够来到神的殿里面来祷告，跟神。呼求啊
！So in chapter 120, when he was under distress, he eager to come to the temple of God.
现在终于来到神面前了。
Now he finally have reached God.
他发现说，在这里用神用在这里圣所里面举手祷告，这是最好的赞美。
And he realized that the best way to pray is to lift up their hand in the sanctuary.
所以你看，他最后离开前，他就是强调要在圣所里面祷告神，要祝福，要。歌颂。
So before he leaves, he wants to lift up his hand in a sanctuary to sing and to bless.
然后最后第三节
，verse three at the end.
那这个看起来就像是祭司回应众人的勉励。
And this is how the priest responds to the encouragement of the people.
他说：“愿造天地的神从锡安赐福给你们。
”The Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion.
这个锡安就是神永远安息之所。
And Zion is where God rests eternally.
今天神的真教会。
And this is the true church today.
那所以。所有的福气都是从神的教会来的。
So all the blessing come from the church of God.
今天我们的教会如果兴旺
，So if our church can be prosperous today.
我们今天每一个家庭都跟着蒙福
，Then all the family will be blessed.
所以为耶路撒冷祷告的人绝对不会羞愧。
So those who pray for Jerusalem will not be put to shame.
我们一定是得到神丰丰富富的恩典在我们的家庭里面。
Then we will receive His abundant blessing in our house.
在我们每一个人自己的生活跟我们的事业上面。
Within our life and also our career.
所以你看128篇，他特别在说，
And in chapter 128, he said,
凡敬畏神、遵行他道的人，变为有福了。
Blessed is everyone who feared the Lord, who walked in His ways.
第二节， verse 2, 你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。
When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you.
第三节，
verse 3,
你的妻子在你内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树；你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄摘子。
Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants.All around your table.
第四节说，看啊，敬畏神的人必要这样蒙福。
Blessed us, shall the man be blessed.
哦，所以我们看到这里谈到我们的家庭、我们的事业、我们的一切的生活都能够蒙神的祝福。
Here talk about our family and our career. Everything is under the blessing of God.
这个其实都是神从锡安赐福的。
And these all come from Zion.
哦，所以第128篇的第五节。愿神从锡安赐福给你。
So in chapter 128, verse 5 reads, "The Lord bless you out of Zion."
愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
And may you see the good of Jerusalem all the day of your life.
我们如果真的爱神的人
，So today, if you truly love God,
我们看到神这样的应许
，If you see this promise from God,
我们一定要好好的抓住它。
And we have to hold on to this.
能够关心神的家
，We must care about the house of God.
我们真的能够祈求在神的家里面有和睦，大家能够彼此饶恕，和睦同居。
And we must pursue unity in the church.
那我们愿意在这个神的家里面用心来祷告。
And we must be willing to pray in the house of God.
让众人都能够一起领受这个从神来的属灵属世的各样的福气。
Then everyone can receive the worldly and also the spiritual blessings.
那神的名就大大得到荣耀。
Then the name of God will be greatly glorified.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
404首。
404